Okay, so have you ever felt like you're just like constantly running
Oh, yeah.
on this treadmill and you're like juggling all these things, but you never quite catch up?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
It's like a universal feeling, right?
He really is. Yeah.
Well, today we're diving deep into this idea of mindful time management. And it's not about like cramming more into your day.
Right.
It's more about like, okay, how do we make every minute count
Yes.
toward the things that really, really matter to us?
Exactly.
So we found some super interesting stuff in our source material for this deep dive. And
Yeah.
so I wanted to like tease a couple of things before we get into it.
Okay.
So like, first of all, did you know that there's this matrix out there
Oh, yeah.
that can help you actually decide what to work on first?
Yeah, that's a good one.
And then we're going to get into this idea of being present with the people you love
Yes.
without like guilt tripping yourself about screen time.
Oh, that's a good one.
Because we all do it,
We
right?
all do it,
We're
yeah.
like, oh, I should be off my phone. I should
Yeah.
be. But then you're like,
But
no,
it's right
it's
there.
right there.
Yeah.
And then the last thing I wanted to touch on is this whole idea of hobbies. They're not
Yes.
just like a luxury, they are like a necessity for happiness.
Absolutely. This is one of my favorite topics to like talk about and kind of dive into because I think what I find so powerful about this approach to time management is that it really is about connecting your actions with your values. It's not about achieving this like perfect balance because I don't think that exists. I think it's really about making those conscious choices that bring you closer to the life that you want to be living.
Yeah, I love that. And I think that's a good kind of jumping off point because,
Yeah.
we're talking about mindful time management, and so
Yeah.
much of that is being intentional and making choices.
Right.
So I think like one of the biggest things that people struggle with is, okay,
Yeah.
I've got all this stuff I need to do. I have this giant to-do list.
Right.
How do I even decide where to start? So our source talks about this thing called the Eisenhower matrix. Can you
Yes.
break that down a little bit for us?
Yeah, absolutely. So the Eisenhower matrix is all about helping you categorize your tasks based on urgency and importance. So it's a really simple tool, but it's so effective for just getting clear on what needs your attention, like right now, versus what can maybe wait a little bit. So if you picture like a four quadrant grid, the first quadrant is for tasks that are both urgent and important. So think about those deadlines, those crises, things that just need immediate action.
Okay, got it. So like the
Right.
drop everything and take care of this right
Yeah,
now
yes, exactly.
category.
Yes.
Okay, what about the other quadrants?
Yeah, so the second quadrant is for tasks that are important but not urgent. So these are things that contribute to your long-term goals, your well-being, things like planning relationship, building professional development. These are the things that we often neglect because they don't have like that immediate deadline. But they're so crucial for our success and just our overall fulfillment in life.
Okay, so that's where you would put like learning a new skill or
Yes.
finally like
Yes.
organizing that really messy closet that's been
Yeah.
driving you nuts.
Exactly. Or, exercising, planning for that vacation. You want to take all those things that are important, but don't necessarily need to happen today, but are important.
Got it. Okay, so we've got the urgent and important. We've got the important but not urgent.
Yeah.
What about the other two?
Yes. So the third quadrant is for those tasks that are urgent but not actually important. So these are often distractions that kind of pull us away from what really matters. Things like those unimportant emails, unnecessary meetings, or other people's requests that don't actually align with your own priorities.
Okay, so it's about recognizing like what are the time wasters?
Yes.
And then like either delegating those or just getting rid of them altogether.
Exactly.
Okay, and then what about that final quadrant?
The final quadrant. Yes. So these are the tasks that are neither urgent nor important, and these are things that you can probably just eliminate altogether. Things like, mindless scrolling, time-wasting activities, things that don't contribute to your goals or well-being.
Okay, so it's like that like time suck
Yes,
that
this
we all
was.
get into where we're just kind of like
And you don't even know where the last hour went.
And you're like, wait, what did I just do for the last hour and a half?
Exactly.
So I think, the Eisenhower matrix can be so useful for people to just kind of like get clear
Yes.
on what to focus on first, what to focus on second,
Absolutely.
and then what to like potentially just get rid of.
Right.
But I think, even if we're good at prioritizing,
Yeah.
it's easy to feel overwhelmed when we're saying yes to every single request, every opportunity.
Yes, absolutely. And that's where I think you're hitting on such a crucial point, which is the power of no. And our source really emphasizes this idea that setting boundaries is not selfish at all. It's about protecting your time and energy so you can actually show up fully for the things that truly matter.
Yes, and I think so many people struggle with this.
I agree.
Like myself included, right?
Yeah.
Where it's like, you feel bad saying no.
Yes.
Like you're letting people down or disappointing them.
It feels uncomfortable.
Yeah, it feels very uncomfortable. So any advice on how to kind of like make that easier?
Yes. So I think it starts with identifying your core values and priorities.
Okay.
So if you can ask yourself, what are like the top three things that matter most to you right now in this season of life?
Oh.
Once you have those clearly defined, it makes it so much easier to assess like, okay, is this new commitment? Is this new request? Does it align with those top priorities?
Right.
And if it doesn't, it gives you that like permission to politely decline so that you can actually dedicate your time and energy to what truly matters.
Yeah. And I love that framework of thinking about it. It's like,
yes,
you're not saying no to something.
Right.
You're saying yes to something.
You're saying yes to something bigger.
That's even more important to you.
Yes. Exactly.
So it kind of takes that guilt out of it.
Absolutely.
Okay. So shifting gears a little bit, let's talk about spending quality time with the people we love.
Yes.
Because this is something that, you know, our source stresses as being so important.
Yes.
Especially, you know, in this day and age where we've got all these digital distractions.
Everywhere you turn, right? It's like.
It's everywhere.
We're constantly bombarded with notifications and updates. And, you know, it's so easy to just kind of let our attention get pulled in a million different directions.
Right.
And so even when we're physically present with the people we love, our minds can be elsewhere.
Right.
And the reality is that, you know, our relationships thrive on that presence.
Yeah.
On giving our undivided attention to the people that we care about.
Yeah. And it's not just the quantity of time, right? It's
right.
The quality of time.
Yes.
So do you have any tips for how to cultivate that presence, even with, you know, all the technology?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it sounds so simple, but, you know, one of the things that has made a big difference for me is just, you know, putting my phone on silent,
okay.
Like face down. During a meal or during a conversation with my family,
yeah.
it's like a signal
yeah.
to myself and to the people around me that like, I'm here, I'm present in this moment.
I love that it's such a small shift, but it's like that visual
yes.
reminder to everybody involved that like,
exactly.
We're here, we're together.
Yes.
Okay, so let's talk about something that I think often gets pushed aside
yes.
when we're feeling overwhelmed.
Okay.
And that is hobbies.
Yes.
So our source is making this argument
mm-hmm.
that hobbies aren't just a luxury. They're actually a necessity
yes.
for well-being.
Yes.
And get this, even productivity.
I love this point. I think, you know, hobbies are essential for recharging our batteries,
yeah.
for preventing burnout.
Yeah.
They provide us with that source of joy, creativity, and a lot of times they challenge us in ways that our daily work just doesn't. And so when we engage in activities that we genuinely enjoy, we can actually return to our work and all of our other obligations feeling refreshed and more focused.
Yes. And it's like that idea of like sharpening the saw, right? Like
yeah.
you have to take care of yourself in order to be effective
yeah. yes.
in all these other areas of your life.
I love that analogy.
Yeah. And it doesn't have to be this like big grand thing.
Right.
It could literally be 15 minutes
exactly.
of doing something you love.
It's those small pockets of
yeah.
joy and engagement that you can incorporate into your day.
Yeah. And it's such a good reminder that like
yeah.
self-care is not selfish.
It's essential.
It's essential.
Yeah.
Okay. So as we kind of like wrap up this deep dive,
yeah,
what's like the key takeaway you want listeners to remember about mindful time management?
You know, I think the biggest takeaway is that it's not about finding more time.
Right.
It's about using the time we have more intentionally. So it's about aligning our actions with our values and making those conscious choices that move us closer to that life we want to live.
Yeah, beautifully said.
Thank you.
So for our listeners out there, what's one small change
yeah.
that you can make today to be more mindful with your time?
Yeah.
Maybe it's trying out the Eisenhower Matrix.
Yes.
Maybe it's saying no to one commitment
yeah.
that doesn't really spark joy.
Right.
Maybe it's scheduling in 15 minutes for that hobby
yes.
that you've been neglecting.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And as you go about your week, I would encourage you to pay attention to how you're spending your time, what activities drain your energy, which ones leave you feeling energized and fulfilled.
Yeah.
You know, reflecting on those questions can help you make even more conscious choices about how you spend your precious time.
That is wonderful food for thought.
Thank you.
So that wraps up our deep dive into mindful time management.
Awesome.
Remember, it's not about doing more. It's about doing things better.
I love it.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, everyone.